Okay, staying alive is what this show is all about. We want to keep you alive as long as possible through reversing diseases, overcoming them, preventing them, as well as many more lifestyle issues that we talk about. And Divine and I will be talking about that. I'm Bobby Elias, your host, and Divine Aubrey. Hey, Divine.
Hey, and I'm Divine Aubrey, your co-host. Welcome to the second week of 2018. Hope that's going well for everyone. We have Jan Dior with us here today. Jan is a Buteyko practitioner, which is the Buteyko method of breathing is named after Russian doctor Buteyko, and it consists of a series of breathing exercises and guidelines specifically designed to reduce over-breathing. So excited to have Jan here. But before we actually introduce her, I think Bobby has a couple of announcements.
Yes, and then we'll be right with Jan. Thank you both for holding and waiting. Okay, next week we have a discussion of acupuncture, overall health, as well as some more information on breast cancer by a guest that was with us a few months ago, and that is Brenda B. Smith. And it's a great show. She's got great information. That's why we're having her on again so soon. Also, we're going to talk about the women's marches going on all over the country. We'll have information for you on that. Those will be happening on the weekend after the show. So, and big ones are in New York City, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, Chicago, New York. I mean, and the last one is San Francisco. All right. The Golden Globes this past Sunday was big. The women wore black. Women are really, really strong. The main issue, of course, is two issues. One is the bad treatment against women by sexual abusers, which is going on all over. It's coming out. Women are coming out of the woodwork. But also the fact that women are not getting the right jobs, promotions. They're being held back on pay. And that's why so many men have tried to abuse and take advantage of women. We don't like that. We're very strong against that. Also, Oprah Winfrey gave a great talk. We're going to probably talk about that just a little more next week. She got people excited about her, and they want her to run for president. Again, we'll have more information and talk about that next week. So what else do we have? We have more announcements for you at the end of the show, so hang in there with us. And that's about it. And as far as our guest today, Jan speaks about a lot of things, too, and I'm going to ask her as we get into this show about sleeping, because people are asking me about it. She's got 3, 4, 5, 6 issues that she can talk about. I'll let Divine run that by, since she's the one that already talked to her and set it up. So, Divine, go right ahead. We're ready for the show.
Okay, perfect. So, yes, delighted to have Jan with us here today. She's going to be speaking on the Buteyko breathing method, which helps with addresses different medical conditions such as asthma, allergies, sleep problems, anxiety, and panic attacks. It can also help with chronic fatigue syndrome and also being your best at your sport. So, Jan, are you with us here? Welcome to Let's Create a Better World.
Yes, I am. Thank you, Divine and Bobby. It's nice. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome.
Glad to be here.
Oh, you're very welcome. You are very welcome. Actually, delighted. So why don't we jump right in? And I've given a little bit on Buteyko, but you're the expert. What is Buteyko?
Well, what is Buteyko? It's a physician-developed method to teach breathing re-education. And I myself believe that it's one of the greatest discoveries in my lifetime, and it was made by a gentleman named Konstantin Buteyko, a Russian doctor who made the discovery in the 1950s. And it started when he wanted to find the ideal composition of oxygen for astronauts in the space program. And then it was actually discovered with his own high blood pressure and watching and observing his patients. His training was to sit by sick patients' bed and observe them, and most of them had their mouths wide open. He noticed that as their illnesses advanced, their breathing rate increased, more noisy, their breathing rate became very fast. And he began to wonder if the illness was causing the heavy breathing, or was the heavy breathing causing the illness. And he himself had a diagnosis of high blood pressure around 210 over 110, and he was expected to live for only a few years with hypertension disease. And then based on his findings, he experimented. It slowed down his own breathing, and he began breathing only through the nose, and his high blood pressure normalized. And then he helped others breathe less and through the nose, and their illnesses were reversed. And in the hospital, he had asthma patients who were having attacks, and he would go to their beds and have them breathe less, and it worked, and holding their breath. And he felt like he was onto something huge. He helped reverse over 150 diseases through retraining, as breathing affects your entire biochemistry. And his breathing method was brought to the West in 1990 and is taught in many countries. And the Buteyko method is famous for reversing asthma. And there's many trials that have been performed, there are 17 now, for asthma. And so that's what Buteyko is, okay?
I love
Great.
It. I love it. You know, I do. I specialize in breathing techniques as well, and it's all about inhaling and exhaling through your nose. So why would, I think you kind of covered it, but why would someone want to learn how to breathe better, and why would they want to take a course on Buteyko breathing?
Oh, well, why teach Buteyko? Most people say I already know how to breathe. But through learning to slow down the breath, you can influence the 10,000 miles of blood vessels in your body. You can influence the amount of oxygen to your cells. You can open up and decongest the nose and the lower airway. You can have calmness and a state of anxiety. And how you breathe as a child determines how you look the rest of your life. And many of you, including yoga studios, Pilates, physiotherapists, sports coaches, stress counselors, you guys all believe that it's good to take a big breath to help stress, and it's wrong. And if you think about it, when you're stressed, do you breathe faster or slower? Do you breathe from the upper chest or the diaphragm? Is your breathing noisy or quieter? Is the mouth open or closed? It's usually open. And do you breathe more or less? You breathe more. So it doesn't make sense to go from a state of stress to a state of relaxation by amplifying what you're already doing if you're breathing faster. You need to slow down your breathing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow, that's great. For our listeners, I'm just going to reintroduce her. This is John Dior we're speaking to, talking about breathing and so many other issues. Did you want to ask another question or say something, Divine?
Oh, no, I was just going to go into another question and actually invite our listeners, you know, to follow us all the way through, because at the end, Jan is going to give us a demonstration, a short 5 to 10 minute demonstration of the breathing method. So I'm excited about that, looking forward to that. But, Jan, I want to
ask you. Oh, I am
you,
too.
Yeah. How come, you know, our medical doctors haven't told us this, or this isn't something that's, you know, well known throughout the medical
Well, many of the doctors here in the United States are trained to help with asthma by prescribing pharmaceuticals that help with symptoms, and others just don't have the time to teach you. That's pretty much what it is. I talked to my mom's doctor about it, and he said he didn't know about it. And the pharmaceutical companies have no interest in investigating a non-medical approach to eliminating asthma. And there are other countries who recognize the importance of teaching their patients Buteyko, and the classes are paid for by the insurance companies in other countries.
That's really good. For our listeners, this is Jan Dior talking about a lot of different issues. I'm Bobby Elias, and that's Divine Aubrey that was asking her questions, and she's our co-host. I want to ask you a question. If you have more on breathing, go right ahead. But I've been asked by some of the listeners about sleeping. I personally have a sleeping problem myself, insomnia, and I wanted to see your thoughts on that and how this breathing program could help that.
Oh, sure. I'll be glad to talk about that. I'm going to tell you how Buteyko affects sleep. About 4 out of 10 adults have their mouth open during the day. And breathing with an open mouth during the day means that you'll breathe with an open mouth during sleep. And the nose is designed to capture moisture. And if you breathe with your mouth open, you have a 42% greater moisture loss, which equals dehydration, which equals fatigue and tiredness when you wake up in the morning. And you cannot have a good night's sleep with your mouth open. It dries out the upper airways, you have a chance of increased inflammation in the body, and this leads to shallow chest breathing. And so we try to teach you to tape your mouth at night, and you'll have the best sleep you've ever had. And you want to know about insomnia?
Yes.
Insomnia, it's the most common sleep disorder, and you're never fully asleep and you're never fully awake, and you have difficulty falling and staying asleep. And you wake up early and you don't feel rested at all. And what causes insomnia is anxiety, depression, prolonged stress, an overactive mind, one that you can't turn off your thinking at night. And if you practice reduced breathing, it will quiet the mind, which will bring on a relaxing type of breathing. And by paying attention to your breathing, you take away from your mind, reducing your thought activity. And by reducing breathing volume, your body's able to deal with the physiological aspects of stress by turning on the relaxation process. So you have to basically, when you learn to breathe less, you will definitely breathe less at night and sleep better. And there's also the benefits. We should be sleeping on our left side. It makes lymphatic drainage easier, and it helps the heart pump better because it pumps downhill. And it boosts spleen function, and it promotes better digestion, and it aids in blood circulation to the heart, and it helps the flow of bile, and it also flushes out toxins by sleeping on your left side or tummy. The worst thing you could do is sleep on your back, which many of us have been told to sleep on our backs.
Mm-hmm. That's good information.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good. And I understand that this is not, I mean, clinical trials have been done on this method. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. You know, it helps with sleep apnea as well. See, with sleep apnea, when you take in too much air through the mouth, it traumatizes your upper airways, and this leads to inflammation. And the amount of saliva in the mouth and throat has a lot to do with keeping the upper airway open. Mouth breathing and fast breathing through the nose will cause saliva to dry up and have a dry mouth. And the increased stickiness that contributes to the collapse makes it hard for the airways to open back up again. And so it's very important that the throat and mouth stay moist while you sleep. That's why it's so important to breathe through the nose. And I had a few clients that took it, and they called all their friends saying it's the best sleep they ever had, taping their mouth at night.
Oh. And it's, so you tape your mouth with regular tape or a specific type of tape?
You get it's a gentle paper tape that you can get. NextCare sells one, and you just fold the ends under on each side and tape it right before you go to bed. And you kind of get used to it after 2 or 3 days. You don't want to go to bed without it because you sleep so well. And it, there's less getting up to go to the bathroom at night as well. Because everything is working better. Your whole biochemistry is working better.
That sounds great. What about, there's a couple things that have to do with breathing that you are into, and that's asthma, which I had as a kid. And the other one is anxiety. No, not anxiety. What was the other one? I can't remember. There were several things that have to do with asthma. Oh, allergies. That's it. Asthma and allergies went together when I was a child. I was allergic to several things, and I had asthma. So could you speak on those two issues, please, asthma and allergies?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'd be glad. Asthma, the reason I learned butane was because I had asthma for over 50 years, and I learned that they were going to do away with Primatene Mist. And I didn't want to have to go to doctors to control my asthma, so I discovered buccal breathing method, and it worked for me. But then I no longer use my inhaler, and I used it 5 to 6 times a day. And basically when you have asthma and you start to breathe hard, your chest gets tight. Most of us try to take a big, deep breath to get oxygen in, and that makes the lungs shut up tighter. And the best thing is to breathe. Hold your breath, and when you hold your breath, your body makes more CO2, and CO2 opens up the lungs. And who would have ever known to hold your breath during an asthma attack? And the reason that works, it's called the Boyer method, was discovered. To say it really simple, there's your red blood cells, and they go into your lungs and pick up oxygen, and then they travel around the body and let the oxygen off. Well, if the CO2 level isn't correct, the oxygen stays on the red blood cell and never gets fully let off through the body. And it just makes a round trip through the body with the oxygen still hooked to it. So when you put the CO2 the correct amount, the oxygen can jump off and oxygenate everything in the body. And that's all. Once I started doing breath holds and learning to breathe different, and my asthma has stayed away because I've raised my... We have a thing in the back of our head called the medulla, and it regulates us how to breathe. And we accept too low. Our body accepts a low amount of CO2, and the training teaches that to accept a higher amount of CO2. And that's done through the control pods. We measure the control pods. It's where you can hold your breath longer without feeling breathless. So that's how that works with asthma.
And is it very similar for the allergies?
Yeah, the allergies is the same thing. We do nose on blocking. What happens is people breathe through the mouth, which causes the allergies is caused because your mouth's breathing. When you learn, when you totally change how you breathe, your nose starts stops clogging up. And when you raise your control pods up higher, you're not allergic to things as much. So treating it for asthma works the same thing as treating it for allergies. You just change the way that you're taught to breathe.
Right. Now, all that makes sense to me, Jan, the asthma, the allergies, the sleep problems, the anxiety. But what really, throws me for a loop, how can breathing help with diabetes?
Oh, with diabetes? With diabetes, if you take on diabetes, you diabetics suffer from a disturbed metabolism. And over-breathing causes a disrupted biochemistry in the body. See, we have our 20th century lifestyle where we have more stress, we have lack of exercise, people are eating too much animal protein, they're overeating, they're drinking. All that causes over-breathing, which causes low CO2, which disrupts the biochemistry and causes allergies, panic attack, asthma, diabetes, sleep apnea. It all has to do with if a low level of carbon dioxide is in diabetics as well. They have low CO2, and so they need to raise that CO2 up by learning Buteyko. And the CO2 is critical for the proper functioning, and all hormonal activity is improved when they take Buteyko. And hormonal activity is improved when the carbon dioxide level is correct. And the level of carbon dioxide within our body is regulated by our breathing pattern. And when people do take Buteyko that have diabetes, they have to have their insulin adjusted by their doctor because they will need less insulin. So that's it on the diabetes.
That's great. We're speaking to Jan Dior, an all-around health counselor, especially with breathing and teaching about asthma, allergies, anxiety, and more, much more. I wanted to ask you a question. We told our listeners that this month we're trying to inspire and motivate them to improve their health, to make their changes. It's a new year, kind of a big healthy resolution is to live better. And any encouragement you can give to our listeners about, first of all, the breathing thing is huge. I think that's great. What you had to say is things that our listeners don't hear about. So anything to do with breathing or anything else you want to say as far as a few encouraging words to our listeners about the new year and a way to set themselves into a new pattern of better health?
Oh, yes. I believe that the Buteyko is the icing on the cake for health. I've had clients hire me to teach them breathing when they were already super mega healthy and they had read about Buteyko. And, you can go without food for a couple weeks. You can go without water for a few days, but you can go without breathing for just a few minutes before your body shuts down. And nobody's ever thought of the breathing, but the breathing is everything. And Dr. Buteyko believes that the correct breathing, you can avoid disease by getting your control pods higher. Because when you're breathing properly, things aren't going to happen to you. So I would say definitely, definitely change your breathing because we're all in a state of hyperventilation. And I have some things you want to know. Why would you like to know why to breathe through the nose?
Yes, very good.
Okay. Yeah, when you inhale through your nose, it protects the airways by humidifying and warming the air that enters the lungs. And when you exhale through the nose, you trap the moisture and heat. And there's a gas that's released in the nasal cavity called nitric oxide. And nitric oxide sterilizes the incoming air, and it opens up the airways, and it also enhances the amount of CO2 taken up in the blood. And if you hum, you can make 15 times more nitric oxide. We teach that to the children. And nose breathing activates the diaphragm. You only breathe deeply if you breathe in and out through the nose. Because you're breathing deep, it's more relaxing. And when you breathe deep, you don't need to take big breaths. They can be very light and still come from the diaphragm. And buccal breathing promotes light breathing. And think of people who get out of breath walking a short distance. They're most likely mouth breathing. They're breathing heavy, and they seem unfit. And when they're stressed, they breathe hard. And when you're sick, you breathe hard. You won't notice healthy people breathing hard at all. So that's why you should always breathe through the nose. And what causes overbreathing, the factors of modern living is stress, processed food, belief that it's good to take a big breath like we're told, sleeping on your back, hot baths can cause you to breathe heavier. It always brought on asthma attacks for me, and I didn't know why. And the characteristics of overbreathing is mouth breathing, upper chest breathing, sighing, and nasal breathing during rest and taking large breaths prior to talking. And I want to also tell you, too, that mouth breathing causes crooked teeth, which I didn't know. I found that real interesting. The tongue is supposed to rest behind the top of the teeth up at the top of the mouth, and that's the mold for the teeth to grow around. So if you have mouth breathing children, the tongue is dropped down and the jaw grows narrow and crooked teeth, which I didn't know. And they get sunken in eyes and cheeks. Their nose is larger. And it's good to teach your children nose breathing at probably starting at 5 years old. And you might be able to avoid the crooked teeth and the orthodontist.
Very interesting. So how does one, we're, you know, blessed and graced to have you with us here today, and you're going to be sharing a 5 to 10 minute exercise, but how does one find out about the buccal method? And is it a course you take? And if it is, how long, et cetera, et cetera?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's the number one website in the world. I'm attached to that. It's buccalbreathing.com. And if you want to go where I'm on it, it's buccalbreathing.com/Jan-Dior.
Jan, could you give that slower, please, and spell buccal?
Yeah, it's you want me to spell it? It's buccalko clinic.com / uppercase J lowercase A-N hyphen uppercase D lowercase I-O-R. It's buccalclinic.com, Jan Dior. And my the classes I usually teach about for 4 weeks, and it's one day a week for 2 hours, so I can have follow. I can see how you're progressing each week. But I usually do it in about 4 weeks. I do have workshops where I can do it in one day in 4 hours, and I travel to people's homes and teach them right out of their home. And my email address is Dior Jan. It's DIORJAN.JD@gmail.com.
Good. We'll get that at the end of the show again. You have some more information you want, Divine? You wanted to follow up with some more information.
Well, Jan, is there anything else that you want to add? To the benefit.
Yeah, I want to tell them what they would learn if they took the course. You want to know what they you would learn. Why you have asthma and allergies, and more importantly, how to reverse them, how to unblock your nose in under 5 minutes naturally, how to stop wheezing and coughing permanently, how to reduce and often eliminate your dependency on reliever and preventive medications, how to exercise correctly and significantly reduce exercise-induced asthma, improve your performance and endurance in sports, increase your ability to handle stress and panic attacks, how to get a good night's sleep, and you'll learn how you know you're making progress.
I love
good.
It. Yeah.
Thank you.
The fact that you mentioned earlier about, I think in yoga we call it the 333 rule. I think we can live without food for 3 weeks before we actually go into starvation, and water 2 days before we're in severe, you know, dehydration, and the breath about 3 minutes before we're out of here. So, and most people take our breath for granted, and that's the most important thing. I mean, it's our life. It's our life force.
Oh, yeah. I would say 99% of people are in a chronic state of hyperventilation and don't know it because they never pay attention to their breathing. But if I was able to end my asthma of 50 years, I'm pretty impressed with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Bobby, are we going to go into exercise?
Well, yeah, we want to do a little practice, a 5 or 10 minute breathing practice. But first, one more question. I think you mentioned diabetes. Anything else you want to tell our listeners? We have a lot of people listening that have diabetes or pre-diabetes. Could you speak to that briefly?
Yeah, I would just find a buccal practitioner near you and take buccal breathing. You need to breathe less, which is going to affect everything in your body. Right now, that's about pretty much what I can say about the diabetes. Is you just need to take the buccal course. And there's 200 buccal practitioners in the United States, and I would recommend finding one of those and taking Buteyko, or you can go on the website and get my teacher, Patrick McEwen. He has several books out, and if you do exactly what they say in the book, you can learn it that way as well.
Mm-hmm. And are
He's
there
got close your mouth.
Courses?
Pardon me?
Are there online courses or classes?
Yes, I don't teach online, but gentleman in Utah, Bountiful Breathing, has an online course that he offers. His name is John Poulton. And my teacher,
perfect.
Patrick,
I'm looking
Mullen,
at your website
has...
right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Again, I was just mentioning that I'm looking at the buccalclinic.com website right now, and it's very inclusive of very so much good information on dysfunctional breathing patterns. And,
everything in the world is on that website. All the trials, it goes so you can go so deep into that and get so educated in that by going to there. But
Well,
speaking with Jan Dior. She's a Buteyko practitioner teaching us the importance of breathing and the hyperventilation syndrome, but how breathing is so good for asthma and allergies and anxiety, panic attacks, and even diabetes, which kind of surprised me, but it makes total sense. So, Bobby, are you ready to go into Jan's demonstration? Or leading us through an exercise with the breathing method?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, what first I want to do, we're going to do a quick unblocking your nose exercise. And if you're in your first trimester of pregnancy, don't do this one. And I want all of you, I want you to take a small breath in through the nose and a small breath out through the nose and pinch your nose. And I want you to rock back and forth with your head or sway. And I want you to hold your breath as long as you can. And when you recover, I want you to breathe through the nose. You let go of your nose and breathe through the nose and repeat this in about 10 seconds. And you can do this up to 5 minutes. This unblocks your nose. So, again, I want you to take a small breath in through the nose and a small breath out through the nose. Pinch your nose. Sway back and forth or rock your head back and forth and hold your breath for a good amount of time. And when you let go of your nose, breathe through the nose. And this will unclog your nose. And like I said, repeat it about every 10 seconds up to 5 minutes. That's the natural way to unblock your nose. Okay, I'm going to go into the exercise now. And I told you that you can influence the blood through the breath. You can enhance the amount of oxygen to the cells through your breath. It wasn't about taking a deep breath. It was the opposite. If you know your body temperature is changing, you know your blood circulation is changing. And as you know, your blood carries oxygen, and oxygen is vital to your body to function correctly. And I want you to experience this for yourself. One of the breathing exercises we teach. So if you will, all of you, I want you to sit up straight, shoulders relaxed. I want you to place one hand on your chest and one hand on your navel and apply gentle pressure. I want you to tune into your breathing. I need you to take your attention out of your mind and onto the breath. I need you to feel the slightly colder air coming into your nose and the slightly warmer air leaving your nose. I want you to feel the slightly colder air coming into your nose and the slightly warmer air leaving your nose. But what I'd like you to do is to start slowing down your breath, almost to the point you're not breathing. That you're slowing down the speed the air enters and leaves your nostrils. That you're quieting your breath. That you're deliberately reducing the amount of air you're taking into your lungs. That your breathing is less than when you started. I want you to feel slightly breathless. I want you to feel the same way as if you're going on a walk. Because unless you feel breathless, Buteyko doesn't work. After a few minutes, if done correctly, your eyes will begin to water. They'll look glassy to me. You might experience more saliva in your mouth, and your hands may feel warmer. This is from the increased blood flow. Slow down your breath. Lao Tzu was a famous Chinese philosopher. He said the perfect person breathes as if they do not breathe at all. Can you breathe as if you do not breathe, that we cannot hear or see it? Try to hide your breathing. You are breathing so soft that the fine hairs within the nostrils do not move. Your breathing is so quiet, so calm. Your breathing is so light, so still. If your mind wanders, bring your attention back to your breath. Soften the breath. Quiet the breath. Put gentle pressure with your hands on your chest and tummy for a slight resistance. Above all, I need you to feel a shortness of breath. Softly, quiet, so light. You shouldn't feel stressed, but a tolerable need for air. Now take a rest. I want you to notice the watery eyes, more saliva in your mouth, warmer hands. And that, I just took you through one of our breathing exercises. And you do that for 4 minutes at a time. How do you feel?
Very good.
Were you able to reduce your breathing?
Yes.
Good. That's what we do, and we have several methods that we do. We do that one on the hands and the chest and tummy. We do one called feather breathing. We do one block nose, and we do one nostril. There's several methods, and you find your favorite, and you do that for up to an hour a day for about a month, and then your breathing is changed, and you don't have to. Your breathing, you'll naturally breathe less by then. And the breath will be soft and easy and gentle.
I feel very calm and almost elated.
Good. And let me tell you one real quick thing. If you have a panic attack, it's a pattern, and it's so easy. If you start to have a panic attack or you just want to calm yourself down before you go to sleep at night, what you do, you take a small breath in, small breath out, hold your nose, count to five, let go of your nose, breathe normal for 10, small breath in, small breath out, hold your nose for 5 seconds, and it's always on the breath out, so there's room for the CO2 to build. But small breath in, small breath out, hold your nose for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, release your nose and breathe normal for 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And small breath in, small breath out, hold your nose for 5 seconds. That's the pattern. It's hold for 5, breathe for 10, hold for 5. That can stop an asthma attack, a panic attack, and make you sleepy to go to sleep at night. And it does calm the whole body because the whole body's functioning better. Then your biochemistry isn't disrupted so bad by the overbreathing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can definitely, you know, I've definitely experienced how this can help with, I've never experienced asthma or allergies, but definitely help with calming down, you know, your nerves, and it allows you to even think clearer, you know.
Oh, yeah,
more clarity.
My teacher Patrick didn't do very well in college until he learned Buteyko and started getting straight A's because his mind functioned so much better.
Wow.
And, you know, the children with ADHD, it's mostly because they're sleeping wrong at night with their mouths open, and it's causing the ADHD. And it's presented during the day as hyperactivity. That's how kids act when they're tired, where adults with ADHD act tired during the day, but the children are all hyper, and it all goes back to how they're sleeping. So if you can change your child's sleep pattern and breathing pattern, you can pretty much end the ADHD or get it way under control.
I feel really relaxed and good, and I like what you said about the practice we can do to sleep better. That's something that I want to do, as well as, and I told several of my listeners, our listeners, that about sleeping problems, to be sure to hear this show. So this is good.
Oh, thank you. I sure enjoyed doing this. I just want to remind you that good breathing is quiet, good breathing is calm, good breathing is invisible, and good breathing is in and out through the nose.
This is something new for all of us, and we're not through yet. We've got at least 5 or 6 more minutes with you, Jan, so you can think of some more things you want to tell us, because you've been outstanding. And most of us, including myself and probably the mind, have not heard much about this system. And I think we need to get this out more, because you can cure various diseases. You can be more relaxed. And like you said, the gentleman that did this, he wound up getting A's. I believe all this, and I believe that from everything you've told us, this can be something that really help all of us with our health. So this is great.
Oh, I know, and I want so many people to know about this, and most people don't know about it, and I'm so glad I was able to get on the radio show today, and at least whoever's listening can hear about this. I'd like to tell you a little bit about what the control pulse is. It's very important in Buteyko breathing. The control pause is the measure of the amount of CO2 that's present in your lungs. And you take a small breath in through the nose and a small breath out through the nose, and you pinch your nostrils shut and you time it, and you hold your breath only till the first desire to breathe. It's not how long you can hold your breath. It's about the first desire to breathe. And this is what we measure to see the progress you're making with your breath retraining. And most asthmatics will have a control pause of maybe 10 to 12 seconds when they start. If they have bad asthma, it's probably 7 to 8 seconds. And when they're done with the course, their control pause is 25. And they can hold their breath for 25 seconds, and when they let go of their nose, it's like they didn't hold their breath at all. And also, to make progress with asthma and allergies, we also teach them how to exercise, where you go for walks doing breath holds, and that will take your control pause up even higher. And when you can get your control pause up to 60, Dr. Buteyko believed that there's no disease that can live in your body, because your body is functioning perfect. Your biochemistry in your body is flawless.
This is really good. And, Jan, I want to talk to you again another time, because I know a lot of people. I do a lot of things. As Divine knows, that I go to health shows, and I have a lot of contacts, and I help people get more their word out on what they're doing. And I definitely want to talk to you about that, because this is something that a lot of people don't know much about. And so we've got two or three more minutes. Any more last-minute thoughts? And also, give out your slowly contact information so we can all get it. So you've got about 4 minutes to do all that, if you could, please.
Oh, okay. It's Buteyko Clinic. It's Buteyko clinic.com/J_AN-IOR. So that's the website, and my email is diorjan.jd@gmail.com.
Good.
Awesome. How about, and Buteyko is B as in blessing, right? U.
Yes.
T E
blessing is a very blessing. If you learn Buteyko, that's a good word to use. And I want to get this out. So it's so aggravating, because what I have learned, I want to spend the rest of my life teaching people Buteyko.
Good. Well, we support
it.
You.
I'd like to speak with you further, Jan, because I have a yoga-inspired clothing line, and our signature line is Breathe, Breathe Some More, and it's bringing one to the inner breath. Another benefit of proper inhaling and exhaling through the nose, it connects us with our spiritual self. So, and that's why we
that's
feel
right.
clarity. Yeah.
Yoga is... Buteyko can teach how to do breath holds during yoga, because when you're stretching, your muscles are making CO2, and when you're holding the breath, the CO2 is making more oxygen go out into the body.
Mm-hmm.
So we teach breath holds during yoga, during the stretches. And another thing I might say really quick is Buteyko, they also can have pain-free labor, where I had my kids natural, and I had the breathing patterns where you were blowing out through your mouth the whole time in patterns. It's the worst thing you could do. You need the breath hold during labor, so it makes more CO2, which opens up everything, which makes everything work easier and the deliveries easier.
Wow, there's so many different
good.
Areas, you know, that it's beneficial in. I'd love to start a campaign with you and go around to the grammar schools. Because there's so many children that are
If you could show me how, I would love to do that with you. I am just a bundle of information, and I don't know how to get it out there. So
yeah,
you guys
bring
would
the
just
kids
be awesome.
To a place of their breath would be so beneficial for them. Actually, I was thinking about doing that. But here now you have an excellent method to teach them. So, yes, let's talk further.
Okay, and the children at school don't have to be bothered with exercise-induced asthma and not being able to do sports. That is so fixable and so easy to fix. It's so easy to fix with kids.
Awesome. This is great. You're doing a great job. And Divine can definitely help you, and I want to help you too. So we want to stay in touch with you. This has been far better. We knew you were going to be good, but not this good. This is incredible information that everybody needs to know. So,
well, thank you. I've never done this before. I was a little nervous, but so I hope I did okay.
No, you did great. Are you kidding? Yeah, you covered a lot of territory, and Divine asked you some really good questions. She got everything prepared for this show ahead of time, and I'm just helping out too. But anything else by either one of you before we move to the next thing for you and I, Divine? Otherwise, thank you very, very much
for taking out time with her schedule to share all this valuable information with us.
Oh, and thank you for contacting me.
Well, listen, thank you very much. We'll both be in touch with you. It was a great, lots of information, and we want our listeners to follow through with getting more information from you in this way. and we can have you on the show again with some more issues about anxiety, asthma, and sleep and other problems, and then we can tell them about the system again. We can do this because this is very powerful, great information. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you. Warm wishes to all of you guys.
Good.
Thank
Happy
you,
New Year
Dan.
To you.
We'll speak soon.
Thank you. Same to you.
Wow. Okay, Divine. Divine, I know you do meditation, but let's talk about the show that we just heard and how this, I know you can definitely help her going to schools, and I know you do similar, you do meditation, and I noticed that some of the breathing is somewhat similar to meditation. Can you give us your thoughts about that?
Absolutely. Like I said, you know, the breathing is key. It's our life force. It's key to us staying alive. If we don't breathe for 3 minutes, we're out of here. And most people don't realize that. And there's a principle that we should follow our breath. But as Jan said, living in this very hyper intense environment, we have our breath chasing us all day long. It's like we're moving and our breath is trying to catch up with us. So it's a no-brainer why our body is just in this state of panic. Even if we're not, if someone doesn't actually experience panic attacks, our body is being overworked, overstressed all day long. So breathing is the key to bring everything back to a homeostasis. And with meditation, the first thing to do is to quiet down the breath, to get in touch. I mean, we both experienced how calm and elated we felt with the exercise that Jan, you know, brought us through. And it's getting us, again, quieting down the mind, quieting down the spirit, quieting down the body so we can get in touch with ourselves. I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to, you know, working with her and actually creating a campaign. It was something I was thinking about a couple of weeks ago, of creating a campaign to go into specifically, I mean, it's good for anyone, like she said, even people delivering, their pregnancy. But I feel an affinity to go into the schools and teach the children how to breathe correctly, so they can start early on and have a long-term relationship with their breath, because it is truly, it's our connection to our spiritual self. And as you know, I feel that we're spiritual beings having this human experience where when we're all involved in this physical world, we're into the human realm and things can go awry that, using that path. So,
yeah. What she brought to the table, the breathing exercises, the way she explained it so well, and it's something that, you like you said, you want to take it to the schools. I think that's great. You would be good at that, Divine. And that besides the breathing thing is very close, in my opinion at least, to meditation. So you're perfect for that because I know you're extremely good at meditation, teaching it, and you're a natural-born teacher and a great one. So I think you'd be really good at that, and I support that and you and her in whatever endeavors that you do, because the public needs to learn. Children need to learn. A lot of people need to learn how to breathe correctly because no one ever teaches that. No one. So that's the good part. all right. I just wanted to go over a few things because you know how that song comes a little bit early all the time and to knock us out. The next 3 weeks, the shows that we have on acupuncture on the 17th, a week from today, with Brenda B. Smith, and not only acupuncture, but also health in general. And she's going to talk about a little more about breast cancer and how, and some new things going on with breast cancer, how to overcome it and how to keep from getting it. And then on the 24th, 2 weeks from today, we're going to talk about hypnotism, hydrotherapy. I'm not hydrotherapy. How are we going to have a great hypnosis teacher get into that with us? Then on the 31st, Luann Panessi comes on. Most of the listeners here know that she's with Gary Null quite closely. She helps do the retreats.
She's a health coach and does a great job with everything that she does, helping Gary Null with a lot of his work. And so that's about it. Any other thoughts real quick that you have, Divine, about the show and what you're doing and
encourage
today's
our
show?
Listeners to contact Jan, because hundreds of thousands of people here in, you know, the Western world have successfully applied the Buteyko method to resolve and relieve their asthma, the ADHD, the hay fever, anxiety, even dental health, which is amazing, stress, snoring, sleep apnea. These are common ailments that, you know, a lot of people are dealing with, and even the diabetes. So again, I encourage you to get in touch with Jan. It's diorjan.jd@gmail.com.
And in case they didn't get that information, I'll give my number. You give your number briefly. My phone number to reach me, this is Bobby Elias, is 323-770-1925. Divine?
And my direct number is 310-714-9704. Also, my web address is Divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, Blessing, B-L-E-S-S-I-N-G-S, .1. So that's .1. And if there's any, you know, teachers or school administrators out there, please give myself or Jan a call about bringing this program.
Yes, good idea.
Your students.
All right, I have to wrap it up here. Here's one number that I'll give you. We'll have more numbers and information next week. Here's the number of our archive show. We have five of our most recent shows on 24 hours a day by phone, and the number to call for that is area 701-719-0994. Two more things about the next week or two. Next week, we're going to really get into the women's marches that are going on all over the country. I believe it's on January the 20th, a Saturday. There'll be big ones. This is a year ago, it was against Trump because he had just been inaugurated. This year, it's mostly about women's power, sexual abuse, women's not getting equal treatment on the job front. And then also, I'm going to give you some ideas on the Oscars and predictions on some of the teams, some of the movies that are the front runners right now to win Best Picture, first of all. And we'll go into more of that as the weeks go by. I've been into that. I've been in the movie business quite a bit. And I know some key people that are, I'm getting information from them, as well as looking at the whole picture myself. So I want to make some thank yous to everybody, to Jesse, our producer of PRN, the main director there, also to our producer for Let's Create a Better World, Stuart Hassel. Then our two associate producers, Greg and Lydia, thank you both for all your work. You've been both in touch with me this past week with great work. And then I want to also say thank you to Gary Null for putting this station together. And also to Divine. Thank you, Divine. You did a great job as usual as our co-host. And then I want to also
thank you, Bobby, for creating Let's Create a Better World.
Yes, and we've got some great shows coming up, and we want our listeners to continue to hear us every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time. And also a big thanks to all of you listeners that are out there. Thank you so much. Stay with us. And that's about it. And I'll now back to our song, and we'll see you again next week.